When the Meraglim came back from Eretz Yisrael after 40 days with their negative report, they said, "V'sham re'inu es hanefilim." We saw giants. We saw people that looked like Goliaths over there. "V'ni b'aneinu k'chagavim." We were like grasshoppers in our eyes. "V'chein ayinu b'aneim." And so were we in their eyes. Rashi says, "Shumanu oimrim zeh lezeh." The Meraglim overheard the giant Nephilim saying to each other, "Namalim yesh bekramim kanashim." There are little ants crawling around in our vineyard, which look like men. The Kotzker Rebbe says, the sin of the Meraglim lay in the words of "Ani b'aneinu k'chagavim," and we look like grasshoppers to ourselves. They already had preconceived notions, "V'chein ayinu b'aneim," and therefore, we also must have looked to them like grasshoppers. If you view yourself as a grasshopper, that's how others will perceive you as well, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Only because we were grasshoppers in our eyes did they view us as grasshoppers. They lost their poise and equilibrium. A person can never lose confidence in himself. Every morning, as soon as we open our eyes and face a new day, we say, "Moida ani." Thank you, Hashem, shechazarte bi nishmasi, for returning my soul. The tefillah of Moida ani concludes, "Rabba emunasecha." We tell Hashem, "Great is your faith." What does that mean, "great is your faith"? Hashem is the omnipotent being. He doesn't need to have faith in anyone. We have faith in Hashem. So we should really say, "Rabba emunasi." My faith in you, Hashem, is great. So what are we emphasizing when we say, "Rabba emunasecha"? The Sfarim HaKdoshim say something very powerful. We are actually talking about Hashem's faith. Hashem's faith in us. When we say every morning, "Rabba emunasecha," we acknowledge that the amuna that Hashem has in us is great, as evidenced by the fact that He gave us back our soul. "Rabba emunasecha." His faith, His confidence in us is great, that He found us trustworthy to be given another day of life. Amuna, by definition, means unshakable belief. Just as if one has amuna in Hashem, there's no logical argument that can change that. By the same token, what it means for Hashem to have amuna in us is that there's nothing we can do that could ever convince Hashem, so to speak, to lose faith in us. Even when Hashem disproves of our deeds, He does not lose faith in us. Rabba emunasecha. Hashem never loses amuna in our potential and in our abilities. So if Hashem has confidence in us, shouldn't we have faith in ourselves? That what we do matters, that our deeds matter, that our tefillos matter, and that it has a tremendous impact in Shemayim. There's an amazing story told that illustrates this point. It was Shavuos night, and there was a father living in Williamsburg, in the Brooklyn section of New York, and he was getting himself ready to walk to shul for an all-night learning session. His little 8-year-old son approached him, "Tati, can I come with you to shul?" Looking back at his son all dressed up, he knew that his son would probably not last learning the entire night, and would likely be better off staying home. So he smiled and he said, "Son, I think you should stay here for the night. Maybe next year," said the father. And with that, the father gave his son a big hug and a kiss and gently closed the door. The father proceeded to make his way to shul, around and about the streets of Williamsburg. Finally arriving at the doorstep of the shul, he began to think, "What did I just do? My son has such a desire to come to shul and learn Torah. So what if he only learns for an hour or two? Why did I deprive him of this great opportunity? I made a huge mistake. I have to go back and get him." And with that, the father turned around and retraced his steps all the way back home. He opens the door to his house, and standing right there by the door is his little 8-year-old son, all dressed up in a suit and tie, ready to go join him in shul. "How did you know I was coming back?" asked the father. The little boy said, "Tati, I davened to Hashem that you come back and get me. So I knew you would be back." That little boy grew up to be the great Reb Shimshon Pinkus. The same Reb Shimshon Pinkus who went on to inspire thousands of Yidden and spread his Torah Musar to the far corners of the world. He already knew as a little boy that his Father in Heaven truly listened to his prayers. That little boy truly personified the profound meaning of Rabba Emunasecha. He believed in himself. He believed in his power of tefillah, and he grew up to be a Gadol b'Yisrael. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.